Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AGWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper. Recapping the 2024-25 season, Cougars went 4-19 on the year. And Coach, thanks for taking some time. Just want to go back to your postseason run before we talk about some other things here. You got that big victory at home over South Hamilton before going on the road and falling at St. Edmund in the second round of the playoffs. But just kind of want to get your thoughts on that playoff run for you guys. Obviously, getting that postseason win, I have to imagine, was a pretty big step for you guys.
Yeah, morning, John. Thanks for having us. Yeah, you know, obviously you got an opportunity to play at home in the postseason, and we didn't take that lightly. You know, South Hamilton was a good matchup for us. I thought we came out and played really, 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 really well. You know, we shared the basketball. We were able to get out in transition. We rebounded really well and took care of the basketball. You know, probably better than we have most of the year. And that for us leads to being able to be successful on the offensive and defensive end. You know, Chayton Smith had 25 and 22 rebounds that night, you know, set a school record for rebounds in a game. You know, so as a freshman, you know, really happy for him, you know, that he was able to play like that. But overall as a team, it was a great team effort, and we came away with a win, got a chance for the seniors to play one more game at home. Get another win on the home court, you know, and then set up a matchup with St. Ed's. You know, and that St. Ed's game, you know, for first quarter and a half, I thought we played really well, and then they got hot and we weren't able to, you know, to match them, score wise. But, you know, I thought we played pretty well in that game. You know, obviously it was going to be a tough task, but, you know, obviously we were excited to get a chance. You know, you got to play one more game and we gave it our all, but, you know, unfortunately came up short.
Yeah, and when it comes to the personnel this year, just want to get your thoughts on some of these, not necessarily underclassmen, but guys that aren't going to be graduating, because you had only a couple seniors that had big varsity minutes for you guys. Obviously, both star leading you guys in scoring this year, 13 points per game. Chayton Smith coming on, having a fantastic freshman season down in the post. So when it comes to, you know, some of those guys that, you know, you'll be getting back next year, want to get your thoughts on some of that development and how some of those guys were able to grow this year.
Yeah, you know, obviously we'll bring back Trey Seiten, Blake Willems, Tristan Dennis, Will Hoffmeister. You know, unfortunately for us, you know, we're going to lose Chayton. His dad took a job at New Hampton Turkey Valley. You know, so we'll lose him. But, you know, Chayton had a great freshman year. You know, I'm excited to follow his career even up at New Hampton. You know, so obviously we'll lose a big piece there. But you still bring back Trey Seiten, Blake Willems, Tristan Dennis, Will Hoffmeister, Bo Starr. You know, five guys that have played, you know, and have really developed, you know, some chemistry together. You know, and then we've got a Tyler Niederhoff, a Kingston Holman, a Carl Hooger, guys we bring back that have started to really develop. You know, so yeah, we're excited to move forward. You know, I think we've got a good core of guys. I think we bring in some good freshmen that could push for minutes, but we'll also, you know, we'll amp up the intensity at practice for us. You know, and that's where we've got to be better, is at practice to really put pressure on ourselves to get better in games. But I think the core we bring back, you know, obviously we were excited to bring back that core this year. But I think with another year, you know, another year in the weight room, you know, another off season together, I think we're going to continue to grow and continue to develop and be better next year.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with AGWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper. Back at the Coach's Corner with AGWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper. A recap of the 2024-25 season ends up being a 4-19 campaign. And Coach, when it comes to, you know, thinking back on this season, what do you think are some of the biggest factors that maybe prevented more wins from taking place? Maybe some things you'll have to take into next year. Definitely got to iron out next year. What kind of comes to mind as far as some of those top things for you guys?
You know, I think obviously, you know, offensive execution, you know, sometimes we settled, and it was because we didn't execute on the offensive end, to where we could, you know, in the games we won, we really executed, but in the games we lost, I think we relied and stood and watched, you know, one guy try to do it or, you know, or just, you know, thought the shots were going to come. And we got turned it over less. You know, I think this year, teams tried to speed us up. And for us, you know, we've got to handle the basketball better. We've got to handle pressure better. We've got to be stronger with the basketball. You know, when we were down in turnovers, we were in a lot of games. When our turnovers were much higher than where we wanted them to be, we gave up a lot of points in transition, gave up, to teams that, like to run, and you can't do that, to be in games. But, in the games we were in, we had less turnovers, and we were in a lot more games this year than the previous year. Obviously the win total was only one more, but I think our games, our points per game were up, our defensive points per game were down, which shows improvement, which we wanted to be. We wanted to be better, and for us, so we've got to iron out those minor details. We talked a lot about minor details this year that win and lose games, and we've got to iron those minor details out to continue to give ourselves a chance in games.
All right, and when it comes to the rest of the NICL this year, obviously you had a couple of state tournament teams in the West alone with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck and Grundy Center in Class 2A. So just kind of want to get your thoughts on how things ultimately, shook out in the league this year. And then, of course, in the other divisions, you got a couple teams in the East with Jessup and Union also making it to state as well. So that strength of schedule was pretty tough for you guys this year.
Yeah, I think obviously when you're playing some of the best in the state. You said it. We played all four of those teams. So six of our 23 games were ultimately, and if you count the St. Ed's game, we're ultimately seven of our 23 games are against state tournament teams. And obviously to be at the top, you've got to be able to beat the best. And those teams are consistent. They're really, really good. With the Jessup game, we lost to Jessup by four at home. A game that we played really well against state tournament team. Grundy Center at home in Ackley, we held them scoreless for 5.5-6 minutes in the second quarter. Unfortunately, we didn't score at that time either. But so there were times where against really good competition and really good teams, we were playing up to that level. It was exciting to see. It's exciting for the conference. To get four teams down there, obviously, you want to see those guys be successful down there and represent the NICL well. It's great. And it pushes us to be better. It sees kids what it takes to be successful, and hopefully they get hungry and they want to be at that point too. So, obviously excited for the NICL. I wish the best of luck to all those guys down at the state tournament. We'll obviously be watching. And rooting for them because you want the best for your conference and you want our conference to be represented well.
All right, I do want to give you a chance to recognize your senior class as well. I know they've been through some tough times with this program, but able to help kind of bring you guys from that winless season here a couple years ago to where you guys are now.
Yeah, Ryan Pickering and Carter Roeder, are obviously some of the heartbeat of our program. Those guys are both 2- and 3-year starters, and really, give it all for us. They're the guys I communicate with the rest of the team. They do a great job leadership wise. They want to win. They show up all the time, and really give everything they have. You're obviously going to miss those guys. The guys that have been through the ups and or have been through the ups and the downs. They were part of the winless season, but, since that point, we've won some games. We've won some close games, some fun games. We won games back-to-back senior nights in Ackley on buzzer beaters, win another buzzer beater down at Colo. For those guys to have success and have that success, together and stick it out. I think when they were in junior high, they said they had only 5 or 6 out, but, to be the remaining two, shows the commitment to the program, shows the young guys, what it takes to play. They've given it all, to be a part of the program for 4 years. And sometimes that's hard. I think in today you're starting to see people when they don't play early, kind of give up on it. And these guys, didn't, and really, really showed that, in order to get on the floor, sometimes you got to really work hard. It's not always about, scoring the points. It's about doing the little things. Carter was a defensive stopper. Ryan really took on the role of wanting to guard the best players this year. And I think Ryan made some big shots. Ryan made the game winner against Olwine, which was awesome because he's always in the gym. He's always got basketball. He's always hiding the basketball in his locker from me. I wish those guys the best of luck. They always have a part of Cougar basketball whenever they want to be around. And wish them the best of luck in the future and have really enjoyed having those guys around.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here about your team or about the season before we wrap up today?
No, I just want to thank our community, for supporting us all year, for having our backs. You know, I want to thank my wife, my kids at home. You know, without them, I don't get to do what I do. You know, and so, you know, continue to follow us. You know, I think we're going to continue to trend upwards and go Cougars. And thanks, John, for covering us all year. You know, we really appreciate you guys and all you do for us.
You bet. Appreciate the kind words. That's AGWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper here on the Coach's Corner.